Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, May 23rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Eritrea's persecution of Christians is getting more like North Korea's. A new bill in the United Kingdom is upsetting evangelicals, and a larger-than-expected crowd of pastors in Zimbabwe gather for badly needed training. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Eritrea. Last week, we reported that 916 Christians were being held against their will. According to Kevin Turner of Strategic World Impact, persecution against Christians isn't getting any better there.
The more Eritrea is confronted with this, the worse they get. They're just hardening themselves, and the people continue to share the gospel. In fact, just a couple days ago, there was a believer arrested in Asmara sharing the gospel to people on the bus.
Turner says the situation's getting eerily like North Korea and Saudi Arabia.
They've actually consulted with some of these other governments for those very issues of how to contain or control the church. And at another level, this isn't just a physical, this is a spiritual battle. And so it boils down to our enemy, Satan, who is trying to crush or oppress the church.
Turner says families are suffering because their breadwinners are in prison.
He's willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel. We have to be willing to stand with them.
Next, evangelicals in the United Kingdom are concerned about a bill before Parliament that would ban incitement to religious hatred. While the bill's intention sounds noble, the Evangelical Alliance urges the new law could undermine freedom of speech and create interreligious tensions. The penalty for breaking the law is up to 7 years in prison, and that has Christians concerned that it could be used to criminalize pastors. Pray that Christians would speak out against the bill and that it wouldn't be passed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Book of Hope is a storybook for kids which tells the good news of Jesus Christ. It's an incredible evangelistic tool, and it's now hitting another milestone. Book of Hope's executive director, Rob Hoskins.
The 300 millionth Book of Hope will be distributed. This in our short 17-year history, and so this is a milestone for us that the 300 millionth child will be reached with one of our Books of Hope. And so that is actually going to be taking place the week of May 30th down in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
While 300 million copies have been handed out, many more people have actually read the Book of Hope.
About 90% of these books have been distributed in public school systems around the world in over 120 different countries. But when the book is taken home, the parents read it, grandparents read it. So I think we're safe to say that probably nearly a billion people have become engaged in God's Word.
Book of Hope isn't stopping until every child has God's Word. $1 can provide a copy to 3 children. Meanwhile, they only expected 1,200, but more than 2,000 pastors gathered in Zimbabwe recently to participate in the Global Advance Frontline Shepherds Conference in Harare. David Shibley is with Global Advance.
We had representatives from many, many different denominations and from all of the provinces of the nation, so it did become a national pastors' conference. And because of the skyrocketing inflation, there have been very few conferences of this kind in the last several years.
According to Shibley, difficult economic and political conditions have left the church without vision. But he says that's changing.
The Zimbabwean church is lifting up her eyes once again and looking on the fields not only of Zimbabwe, but beyond that, to the continent of Africa, particularly to the north, and even to the ends of the earth. For getting the gospel to unreached peoples.
Funding is needed to help them in their quest to hold 45 conferences this year. And finally, in the shadow of the Caucasus Mountains in the country of Georgia, local pastors faithfully spread the gospel even though they struggle with poverty. For 18 pastors' households, the Bridge International became a means of blessing, support, and encouragement, delivering practical supplies to meet basic needs of these struggling families. God's provision and care for these pastors enables them to continue being active in evangelism and church planting in remote regions of that former communist country. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Darkness of the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.